Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are learning we're continuing and finishing, Be'ez Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Yoma. We are up to Mishnah Vav. So the Karban Talmud was a Karban Ola, but the Karban had to be made out of a lamb, whereas other Karbanos Ola, you could use other animals also. So the Mishnayos are going to count the number of Kohanim that they needed to bring a ram or a bull as a Karban Ola. So Ayil Karv Ba'chadasar, a ram, they would need 11 Kohanim to bring the carbon. Habasar b'chamisha, the meat itself, meaning all the limbs, except for not counting the intestines, were carried by five different kohanim. V'hakrevayim v'asolos v'yayin b'shnayim shnayim. And the intestines and the flour and the wine were carried by two kohanim each. Because unlike a carbon tamid, which was a lamb, where one kohen carried each of these parts, over here you needed two for each of these parts, because the intestines of a ram are much bigger and heavier than the intestines of a lamb, and also the amount of flour and the amount of wine that were brought together with a ram was a much larger amount than that which was brought together with a lamb. They would bring in a asira seifa of flour and a revius a hin of yayin with a lamb, whereas it was two asiras hins of an eifa of flour and two asiras seifas of flour and a shlishis a hin of yayin with a ram. So since it was more stuff, they needed more kohen in bringing it. And now the last mission in the second parak, par karev be'esrim v'arba'a, a bull, which is much bigger than a ram, needed 24 kohanim to be involved. Harosh v'aregel, harosh bechad v'aregel b'shnayim, the head and the back right leg were carried by a total of three kohanim. The head was carried by one kohen, and the back leg was so heavy you needed two kohanim to carry it. Ha'oketz v'aregel v'oketz b'shnayim v'aregel b'shnayim, kohanims 4, 5, 6, and 7, because the tail and the back left leg were carried with the tail being carried by two kohanim and the back left leg carried by another two kohanim. Hachazav agira, hachazav bechav agira b'shlosha. Numbers 8, 9, 10, and 11 was that the chest was carried by one kohen, but the neck was carried by three more kohanim. Shtei yodayim b'shnayim, the two forelegs were carried by two kohanim. So that's numbers 12 and 13. Shtei defanos b'shnayim, another two kohanim were needed. Kohanim number four. Numbers 14 and 15 to carry the two sides, and akravayim vasolos vayayin b'shlosha shlosha, the intestines and the solos and the yayin, the flour and the wine, needed three kohanim each, and that brings us another nine kohanim, numbers 16 through 24, and needed so many because 3/10 of an ephah of flour and a half a hin of yayin were brought together with a par, and that's more than what they needed for a lamb or for a ram, so you needed more kohanim to be involved. So the Mishnah says, "Bamedvar memurim." When is all this true? When do you need so many kohanim? B'karbanos tzibur. That's only if it's a karban tzibur. Avol b'karban yachid. But if it's a karban yachid, imratza la'akriv makriv. If one kohen wanted to do everything all by himself, he could do that. The owner of a private karban can choose a kohen and say, "That's my guy. I want that kohen to be able to do all of the avodos." And they didn't do a lottery then to determine who brings what. But if they didn't choose a kohen, then they would use a lottery to determine who gets to do what. The Mishnah then tells us who got to do the skinning of the carbon ola and who got to cut up the pieces of the carbon to dissect it. So have sheitan v'nituchan shel elu ve'elu shavin. The skinning and the cutting into pieces, the dissecting of the carbonos by both a carbon yachid and a carbon sibor could be done even by a non-Kohen, so it's not something that it required any special lottery or anything like that. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said that an ayil required 11 Kohanim, 5 to carry the different pieces of meat, and the krevayim, solos, and yayin required 2 each, so it needed more than a lamb normally required. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that a par required 24 Kohanim, because you have one guy carrying the rosh, two guys carrying the back hind leg, right hind leg, two guys carrying the oketz, two guys carrying the back, the hind left leg. You have one guy carrying the neck, and the chest rather, and you have three guys carrying the neck, you have two guys carrying the two yadayim, you have two guys carrying the two defunnels, the sides of the animal, and then when it came to the intestines and the solus and the yayin, it was three each. But when it comes to a carbon yachid, the Mishnah said the owner of the carbon could choose any particular kohen to be the one to be makriv. And when it comes to hefshet v'nituach of any type of carbon, so that you don't even need a kohen, so that's completely the same when it comes to a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. Okay, but Hashem, next time we will pick up with the third parak of Maseches Yuma.